This is VOA News via remote, and I'm Laurel Bowman. A bomb explosion in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, early Sunday killed a government spokesman and two of his colleagues. Officials said a magnetic mine targeted a vehicle that was transporting a spokesman for the National Public Protection Force in the country's Interior Affairs Ministry. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani vehemently condemned the terrorist act and ordered the relevant authorities to arrest those behind it, his office said. No one claimed responsibility for the bombing, but the president blamed Taliban insurgents for plotting it. Pope Francis and Britain's Queen Elizabeth have become the latest high-profile figures to join the global vaccination campaign against the coronavirus. More than 1.9 million people worldwide have now died from the virus. New variants have added to the soaring number of cases and prompted the reintroduction of restrictions on movements across the globe. Meanwhile, some countries have already begun mass inoculation campaigns. Pope Francis urged people to get the vaccination, calling opposition to the shot suicide denial. He said he would be getting inoculated against the virus himself next week when the Vatican begins its vaccination campaign. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II and her husband, Prince Philip, received their COVID-19 vaccinations on Saturday, according to Buckingham Palace. It was a rare public comment on the private health matters of the 94-year-old monarch and her 99-year-old husband. More than 1.5 million people in Britain have so far received virus jabs as the biggest immunization program in its history rolls out, with priority given to the elderly, their caregivers, and health workers. For more on these stories, please visit our website.